KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana has explained why today's budget speech has been postponed.
You can't have the 2% alone without talking about what's going to replace it, and that does not become contentious. What we are grappling with, given the challenges and priorities that we are facing, how do we fund them? Really, that's the debate. Do we borrow more? What are the implications of that? Do we continue cutting expenditure? What are the implications of that? Do we raise tax? What are the implications of that? There's general agreement that in the current environment, we need to find a way of funding our priorities. The debate is what is the best way of doing it?
Well, cabinet members in the Government of National Unity have had disagreements on the proposed 2% hike of VAT. At a briefing a short while ago, Godongwana said the postponement was necessary to allow for more discussions to take place. After National Assembly Speaker Toko Didiza told Parliament about the delay in tabling the budget earlier, EFF leader Julius Malema was the first to share his views about the decision.
You are now subjecting the budget of South Africa to party politics when the budget is supposed to be above party politics. Let the budget be presented here and let Parliament decide that this is the decision that we are taking as Parliament, or that whether to accept or not. You cannot come here and say confidently that the parties in the executive are not agreeing. What is that? We don't have parties in the executive. We've got the executive.
Action SA's Alan Beasley is also not impressed and took aim at the GNU.
It's quite clear that Parliament is becoming a laughing stock. The GNU is becoming a laughing stock. The GNU is anti-poor and it's an absolute disgrace. Our country is battling with economic growth. When the market sees what's happening with us, it's an absolute joke. And one of the reasons why they can't make a decision is because it's such a bloated cabinet. And the poorest of the poor are paying for a bloated cabinet.
Well, the rand has already taken a bit of a tumble from the budget delay.
The equity markets are down as well. Capital markets are down as well. But I think once the financial market digested some of this news and see that there could be some good news, in fact, in between all this and the confusion, then the markets could start reacting positive. This is, I would say, actually very, very good news. And let's hope that the Government of National Unity will rein in the ANC and turn it into a better direction.
And that's Chief Economist at the Efficient Group, Davi Wirt. The rand, a short while ago, was trading at 18.56 to the dollar. And the African Union says it's deeply concerned over the continued escalation of the war in Sudan. It recently held a special meeting of its Peace and Security Council to discuss the conflict between forces loyal to two army generals. The AU says the ongoing siege and relentless fighting in Al Fasha, the capital city of North Darfur State, has had a devastating impact on livelihood on a massive scale. It's also condemned what it's describing as the relentless perpetration of war crimes and crimes against humanity. Widespread showers and thundershowers are expected in northwestern KZN today and across most parts of the province tomorrow. The Weather Service says significant rainfall of up to 100 millimetres is expected in the north along the coast and adjacent interior tomorrow, potentially causing flooding and other major impacts. Durban 27 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 25, Richards Bay 28.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. The Hollywood Bets Dolphins 161-8 on a tricky batting wicket after 47.5 overs against Boerland in the One Day Cup. City's future in the Champions League will be decided tonight when they take on Real Madrid in their playoff second leg. And Lewis Hamilton hoping to end Ferrari's 18-year F1 title drought this year.